Some other news now, beginning today. You can no longer buy flavored cigarettes, the kind designed to taste like fruit, spices, or candy. The federal ban is among the first provisions to take effect since Congress passed the Tobacco Control Act this year. NPR's Adam Hochberg has more.
The flavored cigarettes carried names like Sweet Dreams and Mocha Taboo, and some of the packages looked a lot like the wrappers you see on expensive candy bars. Infused with cherries or coconut or coffee or cloves, they're a niche product in the $70 billion tobacco industry. But Matt Myers of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids says they appeal to new smokers who find the taste of regular cigarettes too harsh.
They're a mechanism to introduce a new generation of young people to tobacco products. You never see a long-term smoker smoking a chocolate, mocha mint, vanilla, or strawberry cigarette.
Activists have lobbied for years to get the products off the market. In 2006, R.J. Reynolds agreed to stop making several of its flavored blends, such as Camel Warm Winter Toffee. But several small manufacturers continued to sell flavored cigarettes, and they'll feel the effect of today's ban. John Gagon is with Cretec International, a California importer of clove cigarettes. He says the company's complying with the law, but he argues the ban is misdirected.
The total flavored cigarette business is a little bit less than 0.2% of all the cigarettes sold. So somehow we've become the poster child for FDA enforcement, and I think it's not a big deal.
Gagon says Cretec will continue to make small cigars with flavoring, a practice that may skirt the ban, but that industry critics want the Food and Drug Administration to examine. The new law also specifically exempts menthol, a flavoring used in about a quarter of all cigarettes sold, including 70% of those smoked by African Americans. Mike Siegel at the Boston University School of Public Health says that's a major loophole.
It doesn't make a lot of sense to me to say, look, we're going to ban cigarette flavorings because they're so important, but we're going to exempt the one that's actually used the most. You know, you need to be consistent. If it's so important that we ban cigarette flavorings, then ban them.
This year's legislation does require the FDA to study the issue of menthol in cigarettes. But Matt Myers from the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids concedes that regulating such a popular ingredient is a complicated task, far more so than banning exotic flavors like pineapple or grape. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.